Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
There's a saying in New England that I'm sure is comparable to one that's said in most parts of the country. If you don't like the weather, just wait a minute. So you probably experienced similar changes in weather as I do. But I had one change this fall that really did surprise me in this land of fast-changing weather. I was mentally prepared for another fall like the kinds of falls we've had the past several years. Fall comes later than it used to. And for the past several years, it doesn't so much come, or summer doesn't so much end, as it just kind of peters out. You know, it just kind of peters out, and the leaves get kind of sickly yellow, or go straight to a dull brown, and then they fall off. And here in the valley, there hasn't been much color. When I would go to the dump northeast of me, I would see the usual oranges and bright yellows and reds, and I would lust in my heart, why can't I have them down in the valley? It's only a 20-minute drive. We're only talking about maybe 12 miles or so. What is going on in the valley? What happened to my fall? But then I just assumed, well, that's the way it's going to be. Because the climate is changing. Spring comes about 2 weeks earlier now, and summer lingers on to the point that it just kind of fades away like an old soldier. Then I heard the latest theory on why leaves change color, and I took some comfort from it in a strange sort of way. The latest theory is that what causes the change isn't so much the change in temperature, but a sudden change in temperature that shocks the tree. And it more or less puts the tree into emergency mode, trying to summon the energy to keep the leaves from dying. In the process of doing that, it converts certain chemicals that result in the bright colors. The bright colors are kind of like the tree's way of attempting to hang on to those leaves just a little bit longer. And hearing about that made me think about the studies I had read about how when we pick flowers, vegetables, there's a change in their electrical potential, which one scientist described as comparable to a scream. It's a disturbing image, isn't it? But I would use that to rationalize and say, well, I don't see the bright colors anymore, but at least they're just slowly fading away. There's no shock to the tree's system. And then a funny thing happened this year. One day it seemed like the valley was well on its way to yet another dingy, dull, brownish, pale yellow fade into winter. And the next morning I went out, and the fog was lifting, and I could just sense that something was different, and I couldn't figure out what it was, and I looked through the fog, and there I saw it. Brilliant, brilliant flashes of red. Swamp maples, sugar maples, sumac. Sumac you can always count on to turn red. And yellows and oranges, and it seemed like literally overnight it happened. At first I thought I wasn't paying attention. But then when I went to the library, the librarians, they said the same thing. Did you notice? We were sitting here eating our lunch and we looked out and I said, look, the tree's red. And everyone was out looking at the leaves. The hillside has blotches of reds and golds and yellows and I don't know how much more color we'll get. There's still a lot of green. And this morning it's raining again, and it's supposed to rain again tomorrow and probably again the day after that. And I can't even take a picture of this magic, but I know it's there. And I think the theory was right too, because we had 2 days 2 days when it got down in the 30s, even here in the valley. Didn't freeze, so freezing isn't an issue, but it did get cold. It did, I think it went down to like maybe 36. So that was the magic. Fall came to the valley this year in all of its splendor, and I won't have to drive up to the dump to see color. And that's another reason why I love New Hampshire.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.